He wants you to feel so secure in his love. You are so perfectly loved and accepted by God. There is nothing you can do to make him love you anymore. He loves you. And there's nothing you can do that will make him love you any less. Amen? And when you understand that you are secure in his love, then you can listen to others. You don't put your back up and, you know, start, you know, self-defending and interrupting people's sentences because you're going to defend yourself and you're going to let them know, you know, what you think about this and that and the other. And, you know, we don't need to do that. We can just sit and listen and learn to extract the precious from the worthless. And creative people especially can be very, very sensitive. You can be very, very sensitive. And sometimes we take ownership of our creativity, because it's very subjective, of course. So if someone gives some input that seems to, you know, attack it or whatever, we just want to growl and eat them up, you know, instead of weighing it up and saying, I wonder if this is something worth listening to. It doesn't mean you have to accept everything that you hear, but it's really wise to listen to what you are hearing. Weigh it up and see if you can use it. And don't let a person's critique or criticism, even if it's nasty, don't let it pull you down. Don't ever let something breed self-condemnation in you. Now, sometimes people say things in a condemning way, and you have to guard your heart from that, saying, I'm not going to receive the condemnation, but I'll listen to the content. I'll listen to the content, and I'll weigh it up. I might have to spit it out, but at least I'll weigh it up. And if they're saying it nice, that's a bonus, you know? But we have to toughen up a little bit. I mean, we all do. I remember when I first started in ministry, and I had a real tough leader, man. She was tough, you know? And I was a little bit sensitive back then. You know, I was more like I've always been a heart person. I've never been like a head person. I'm a heart person, so I feel things deep, and I feel for people, and you know, I'm just kind of a heart person, and my ministry leader, she would take, you know, things that I'd done, like teaching manuals, and throw it back down on the table, and everything was redlined, and she said, this is just not satisfactory, redo it, you know, and she was a little bit curt, you know, at times, and so I just got so hurt by that. Oh, she doesn't like my stuff, and it's bad, and I'm bad, and, you know, you go through the dramatics. I was a drama queen. And some of you are, so don't laugh at me.